Cover crops boost yields, but usage of them still small. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. More and more experts are promoting use of cover crops, but why are so few farmers using them? USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
Right now, row crop farmers are using cover crops on about 16 million acres.
Put that in the context of over 200 million acres of row crops. There's definitely a ways to go.
Rob Myers, an agronomist with the University of Missouri, coordinator for SARE, the Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Program, which has just released the fourth in its yearly series of farmer surveys about cover crops. He says only about 5 to 6% of corn and soybean acres have cover crops right now, even though those SARE surveys and others show that use of cover crops can boost yields.
We have seen over the last 4 years an increase in corn and soybean yields following cover crops. And this is based on farmers that say they have some fields with cover crops and some fields without.
Corn yields on average go up about 2 to 3%, soybeans about 4%. But Meyer says the yield-boosting value of cover crops really shows up in drought years such as the big one, 2012.
In that year, the yield advantage to cover crops was much higher, about 10%.
Compared to fields with no cover crops. And that's because cover crops improve the water-holding capacity of soils. It does cost money to put in a cover crop. Rob Meyer says the median cost about $37 an acre.
So if you're just getting a 4% increase in soybean yield with current prices, that may not quite pay for the seed.
But in the latest survey, a third of farmers using cover crops reported higher profits. Only 4% said they were cutting into their profits. And so Rob Meyer says, yes, there's a long way to go, but
I do think we're going to get to the point in the next 10, 20 years where we see a quarter or a third of our corn and soybean acres in cover crops.
If you want more information, go to SARE.org. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And adoption of cover crops in Tennessee is growing as well as farmers discover the benefits. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.